Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Being Fully Present, comes from the audio program Natural Awareness from Pema Chodron. My name's Tammy Simon, and I was actually the producer of this program, Natural Awareness. Here's why I chose this week's selection. We often think of meditation as a technique or something that we do. But what if meditation was as much about undoing ourselves as it is about doing a specific practice? Here, Pema Chodron describes the power of what she calls non-meditation as a complement to focusing our attention on an object, and how the combination of both meditation and non-meditation can help us uncover what she calls natural awareness. You can download this entire program at SoundsTrue.com. And now, Being Fully Present with Pema Chodron.
So I want to say something about not meditating or non-meditation. The trouble is that now that I've called it something, I've ruined the whole thing. It's really true. Trungpa Rinpoche used to say, okay, now we're going to meditate. Everyone take good posture. Be aware of your breath going out. Coming in, going out. Just awareness, open awareness of your breath. And we do that for, you know, maybe 20 minutes or something, and then he'd say, the only real meditation you did in that whole period was when I hit the gong at the end. And it's often so true, you know, everybody sort of gets into position, earnestly tries to be there with their breath, and struggle because the sounds, instead of being an object of meditation, distract you. The thoughts, instead of being an object of meditation, distract you. Like, basically, for many people, there's the beginning. And it's such a pleasant sound that at last for a little while, and then gone. Until the end. And then there's this, and that's the non-meditation. And it's easy to do it when you don't know that's what you're doing, but once you call it something, then it becomes, now I'm doing non-meditation. So really relax the mind and body fully in non-meditation for just few seconds. And then there'll be an object of meditation, and we'll do the second type, which is the practice of placing your awareness, your natural awareness, on an object, bringing mind and body together. Synchronizing mind and body is how Trungpa Rinpoche used to call it. Or bringing mind and hearing together. or bringing mind and thoughts together. Mind and emotions together. The practice of being fully present has these two aspects, non-meditation and what we could call attention practice, or we could call it the practice of open awareness, or we could call it the practice of natural wakefulness. And it has these two aspects, the non-meditation, the just at the end, the one at the end. And then you bring that open awareness, you bring that natural wakefulness, and place it on an object so that your mind and your body are in the same place, where you're not separating yourself from your body or separating yourself from your emotions or from your thoughts or from your sense perceptions. It's not like splitting yourself in two. There's a sense of being fully present, synchronized. So there's these two types of meditation, and again, talking about non-meditation, the image for this that's often used is similar to what I was suggesting we do here, which is any of us comes home at the end of a really stressful, difficult day, or just a day of we're very tired at the end of work. It might not have been stressful. And there's just that sinking back into a chair or flopping back on the bed, or maybe you take a shower and then you just... So it's that letting go. Your mind isn't occupied with anything. You're just relaxed completely. And it's usually just brief, but it's completely relaxing. And it's sometimes referred to as child mind because of children, little ones, they look at things like that. And they hear things like that. Can you remember what it was like as a kid, like sitting under a bush and how that smelled, or going to your grandmother's and how she smelled, or how the room smelled, or how something on her table smelled, or what something looked like, some little thing that somebody in your childhood would show you. The traditional image is of a child going to a museum and not having a clue, you know, that it's a Picasso or a Renoir, not a clue, you know, but they just look with this kind of open awareness. If they're really little, they hardly even know what they're looking at, but they're open to the colors and shapes. So these are all images of just non-meditation.